Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Bernie?
This is.
Oh, hi, Bernie. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy Friday, right?
Yeah, happy Friday.
Can you tell I'm excited for the weekend?
Yeah.
So I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
I guess right now, first, I'm interested in the pricing just to see where that shakes out, and then, yeah, I could probably come up with some more questions.
Okay, perfect. So obviously, the main benefit is within the exclusivity, you know, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. Price-wise, it's so affordable because you have a new business name, you would qualify for our new in business rate. So everything would be set at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you, Bernie, is not only your first page listing on the search engines, but also we would program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program Bright Roofing LLC into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay? And then do you have a business Facebook by chance?
No, we've not created it.
Okay, no worries. We'll help you get it up and running. But the reason I ask is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's pretty cool how it works, because if somebody's in your area and they're searching for any of your services online, we'll configure it so that next time they go to their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform. Okay, and then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which will show you, you know, how many new clients you receive from Google, how many new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. So being that this is a month-to-month program, I mean, how does it sound? I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it and give it a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, and you know, the price sounds fine and the setup sounds fine, so now I have some of the other questions.
Please.
As I was telling Tara, I don't even have my Google Business account set up. Like, I tried to set it up, and then they flagged it for, like, misleading information or something like that. And I hadn't gone through the verification process.
Okay.
So is that part of the setup, or?
Yeah, we go through those scenarios every single day. And one of the benefits of working with our company is that we're one of the very few companies in the nation that has earned an elite status with Google, known as a premier partnership. And what that means, Bernie, is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So when we work with companies like you, where you've hit a bump in the road, the Google Business listing got suspended, or it's not even verified, or, you know, it's flagged for misleading info, what we do is we have you add us as a manager to it, and then we get on the phone with our rep at Google and submit a request to have that appealed so that we can get the listing verified. typically what will happen behind the scenes is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So how far did you get in the process? Typically, they'll ask you to send over, you know, something to show that, like whether it's a business license or a registration. I mean, did you send any photos over to them or anything like that? Or
I clicked on, what is it called? I'm drawing a blank on the word, but basically petitioning or arguing,
like an appeal.
Yes.
Yes.
So I clicked on appeal and they said that I was supposed to get an email back to tell me how to appeal it. And then I never got anything back and I just haven't done anything more with it.
That's frustrating.
Yes. Yeah. And I was, you know, obviously I couldn't find any phone number to call or whatever. So I figured I just needed to do more digging online before I would figure it out. I know that in previous businesses, they've had us take a video of like the office to make sure we're an actual site, which we can do and that type of thing. So.
Yep. Google, when I said, did you send them pictures, sometimes they'll say a video verification is available where you just go onto a link and you upload the photos. But other times they'll say a live video is available, and that's where you get on with like a Google rep and you just show them everything that you would have, you know, on the other verification via the pictures and whatnot. So either way, we specialize in that. That's what we do every single day is get businesses verified. And let's say that you were an SEO guru and you had hundreds of hours to invest in figuring that out and trying to get your business verified. Once you do, that will not benefit you because every business out there automatically gets a verified Google listing, right? So that in and of itself would never bring you a client unless it gets exposure. So above and beyond us getting you verified and published on Google, the value to our program is putting you in a spotlight position on the first page, you know, where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions. Now, it looks like you currently don't have a website. Is that correct?
I do have a website, yes.
Oh, you do? Okay. What's the web address?
It is brite-roofing.com.
Okay, let me take a look. Brite-roofing.com. Okay, one second here. I found another Bright Roofing, but it was in another state. Okay, no, this is the first I saw this site. Okay, good. So this is a nice site. Did you build this yourself?
I did.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. So what we would do is attach this to all the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page so that now your site will get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients. And then what I'll do is send you a confirmation email. So what's the best email address to use?
It is Bernie, B-E-R-N-I-E, at bright-roofing.com.
Okay. And then your last name, please?
Camacho, C-A-M as in Mary, A-C-H-O.
Okay. And then is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google?
Because
I see the other one on the site, the 7201.
Yeah, that's the one I'd like displayed.
Okay, so let me put that one for the business line. I'll keep this one on here for internal purposes. That would just be if our technicians needed you internally. We'll have, is this your cell?
Yeah, that would be it, yes.
Okay, so it won't publish. It'll just be if we needed you, you know, for an update or something like that. And then on the listing itself, do you want it to show as Bright Roofing or do you want the LLC displayed as well? What's your thoughts there?
Ooh, I didn't think about that. I think just Bright Roofing.
I agree.
Do you have any insight there?
My insight there, I was just going to tell you this, is since you don't have it on your website, it would be better if you keep things where they're matching. Also, I like it better when businesses are simple and they just have their name displayed. And my reasoning behind it is when somebody finds you on the first page, they're more concerned that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done, whether than if you have an LLC on there or not, you know? And it's kind of cute because some people will say, I have an incorporation or I have an LLC and it has to be on there. And that's great. It's a preference. We can put it up there. But I always prefer the businesses that are more simple. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, and if you change your mind down the road, no problem. Any revisions you make, they're free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. And is the 848 Rumford Lane, is that the business address?
So that's where we like to get our mail, but our actual office is a different address, and that's the one that I would
want verified.
Prefer to show.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. So what's the actual office address?
It is 210 mm-hmm. Baker Street,
mm-hmm.
Longmont, Colorado 80501.
Perfect. Okay. When I put the 210 Baker Street in, it autofilled the rest, Longmont 80501. So that's perfect. It all matches. And then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Hold on, let me just, where are you guys located?
We're in Southern California. Let me actually, I'm going to send you a link right now. Do you get text messages on this line?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page, and that will show you a little bit more about who we are and the statistics behind our services. Don't fall off your chair when you see this, Bernie, because it's going to show you that the Platinum package, which is what you need, sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. Now, because the position just became available and we're filling it today, I have better pricing, and I also applied that new in business rate. So you will get an email once you decide to move forward that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within the Platinum package, but you're only paying $299 monthly. Okay, and then once you acknowledge that with your e-signature, it will grandfather you into that rate and ensure that it never goes up. But if you open that link that I sent you, it'll take you to a page that says take control of your online presence.
Yeah, I see that.
Perfect. If you scroll down a little bit, you'll see we have 20 years of industry expertise. We were founded in December of 2004, which makes us pioneers in this industry. We've serviced tens of thousands of clients all over the United States and Canada, and we have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. If you scroll down a little bit more, you'll see our Google partnership badge, but you'll notice that it has that red banner on the left that says Premier. That's that elite status I was talking about. There's only 7 companies in the nation that has earned a Premier partnership. We happen to be one of them, which means we're the best of the best in getting business listings, you know, out of suspension, out of limbo when, you know, people are trying to verify them. Okay. Then
is,
when
is
you...
there a way... Is, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. What was your question?
Is there a way that I would be able to make the payment online instead of just giving my info out?
Of course.
Over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yep, of course. What I can do is I'll send you an email that says your initial invoice, and it will have the terms and conditions link for you to grandfather in the pricing. And then right after that, I'll send you the login credentials, and you can just log in and enter your business, you know, the billing info online. So just to let you know, we're VeriSign secured company for transactions over the phone up to $150,000. And that's because we also work with big corporations. We've worked with Extra Space Storage, Anytime Fitness, Subway Sandwich, Vivint Security. So there's companies working with us that have thousands of locations also. So, you know, their monthly billing is a lot more than just like for a one location. So that's why we're VeriSign secured. Okay. So did you, well, actually, let me send you the link first. I can actually do it in reverse. I can send you the login credentials, which will take you to your invoice, and then we could go in and do the other. So let me find it here.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sending it right now. It's going to send you an email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting, but that also will trigger a text message. So if it's easier for you to go in through the text, you'll have it there too. While we're waiting for the system to send it, you can go to, let's see here. At the top of the page, do you see where it says login? It says,
I'm
get
still
started.
Waiting for the email to come through.
Oh, okay. Because the email is going to have a link, my.localsplash.com, but it's going to bring you to the same login page that if you click at the top and you hit login, it will, and then okay. I can give you the credentials if you wanted to just enter them.
All right. I'm refreshing here, see if it pops up.
I know. Sometimes when I send it by the system, it says sent successfully, so you should have it. It's set for minutes
it is.
In the queue. Yep. So you should have it.
All right.
So if you click on the link, it'll show you your username and password. The username is going to be your 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes. The password, that is a temporary password. So once you get in, you can change it to whatever you want, but that's a temporary password to allow you in. And then once you get in, it might prompt you to do the e-signature. If it does, you'll have to click those three boxes and just plug your name in and hit confirm signature. Okay? If it doesn't, okay. Then it'll take you to a little, kind of like a page that says your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. And if you click that, it'll take you to the billing page.
It's not liking my signature. It says signature does not match. Oh,
okay.
It looks like I used some uppercase. I got it.
Okay. Yeah, keep it the way I have it, which is just your first and last name. So if you have a middle initial or anything like that, we could always add it later. But if it doesn't match, it won't go through. And then also make sure those three boxes are checked. One will show that it's a reoccurring payment. One shows that you receive text messages. And the other one shows that you're authorized on the account.
Yeah, it doesn't, I want to accept my signature. Let me go up here. Huh.
Did I spell it okay? Berenie and then Camacho, Camacho?
Yeah.
I spelled it okay. All right.
Yeah, it just doesn't like it. Should I hit cancel and see maybe what happens next?
Yeah, try to hit cancel. If not, I could get someone from the tech team to, you know, kind of intervene and help us with it. If not, I have the billing right in front of me. I could always enter it and hit pay, and then after that, you'd be able to go in with no problem. Maybe it's just because they always say the billing has to match the account, but we haven't really done the billing yet. So it's kind of, it shouldn't block
yeah.
you because I've had people pay for their invoices online before, but I don't know why it's doing that.
I feel good now to make payment over the
you
phone.
You do? Okay, good.
Sure
yeah, I always say, it's better to be safe than sorry. So I respect that. You know, there's all kinds of things going on. So yeah, I really respect that. So, question, is the billing address the Baker Street address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
It is the Fort Collins address on Rumford.
Okay, let me see. Okay, I still saved that one from earlier in the notes. 848 Rumford, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then I have to change the city to Fort Collins. And correct me if I'm wrong, 80525?
That's correct.
Perfect. Okay. And then the card number when you're ready.
It's an American Express.
Okay.
3716 786 160 71027.
71027. Okay, got it. And expiration?
0330.
And the four-digit code on the front?
0796.
Okay. So what I'll do right now, Bernie, is go – well, actually, let me ask you real quick. Is it Bernie Camacho on the card, or is it the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. Okay. So let me indicate that. Okay, so I'll go through a voice verification recording, and then I'll create an appointment for Monday for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bright Roofing LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Bernie Camacho, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 18th, in the nominal amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Perfect. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. I'm going to give it a second to send you that initial invoice email again now that it's paying, and we'll make sure that it goes through this time. And then let me just double check something here. Okay, good. I got the green light. So that'll send it in a second. While I wait, on Monday when my technician calls you, that client interview will take 20, possibly 30 minutes. What works best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Oh, let me see here. Let's do morning, please.
Okay. So we could do 8, 9, or 10?
10, please.
10, okay. So I'm going to book out an hour from 10 to 11 on Monday, and that will be Mountain Time. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs over a little bit and they call you at 10:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, can you try to refresh and see if you got a fresh email that shows the initial invoice? It should say your initial invoice.
I see it, yeah.
Okay, so click on the link in that email where it says click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay.
And that'll take you to local/terms of experience. And then you'll see those three boxes that I was talking about earlier that you have to check, and also where you can plug your name in and hit confirm signature. That will grandfather you to the rate. Did it go through this time?
It says, oops, looks like your subscription is not active.
Okay.
And then it gives me an option to reactivate my account.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't have to, because that usually will only show up if it's not paid, but it did pay on this end. So try to access it through the text message instead and see if that helps. I sent you the same link, but it'll say thank you for choosing Local Splash, and then it'll have that link in the text.
So it's letting me log in.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
So let me fill this out. TPC friends.
If it's letting you log in, that means that the e-signature already went through, and I got a little check mark on this end that it did. So you're good to go there. Now, the login, if you log in now, it will show you the different fields where you'll start to see results once we start optimizing and we get the Google Business page verified and all that. So you really don't need to refer to that right away, you know, because the client interview is on Monday, but you do have the login in case you need it. That's also in your welcome email, okay? Aside from that, I do want to let you know that you're going to get an email that's automated on all accounts that says action needed, pictures for Google verification. I'm also going to send you one that says important, please add us to your Google Business profile. So the first one where it's requesting pictures, that's so that we have that in our hip pocket here, that if Google says we want to show that this is a valid business in the area, we'll have some documentation to support it. That email will have like 7 or 8 suggestions on it. You don't have to send all items on the email. Let's say you only have 2 or 3 of them. That's perfectly fine. Just send over whatever you can, and that will help us get this, you know, out of that, you know, limbo that it's in right now. The second one that says add us to your Google Business profile is we don't want to create a new one for you, because then you'll have a duplicate. You'll have the one that you're working on and then a new one that we're working on, and that's a red flag with Google. It usually will hurt your rankings. So that second email will just give you the steps so you can go in and add us to the Google Business profile that you started, and then we'll go in there and we'll clean it up and figure out why it's, you know, not verified yet, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if we need anything of you as we're going through that process, we'll be reaching out to you. We'll say, hey, Bernie, Google is requesting this, or do you have the, you know, something, whatever it is they need, we'll communicate that with you so that we get it done in a timely manner, okay?
So just so you know, every time I try to log back in, it just wants me to pay another $300.
Oh, that is a weird glitch. Hold on a second. I'm going to try to make sure it's marked as paid, because it's showing as paid. But if it's not marked as, no, it is. Let me just, I'll do re-invoice, delete and create future invoice. Let me see if that helps. So if you try to log in right now, it just says your account is in suspension, and then it takes you to that page where you have to pay, right?
Yeah, correct. Okay. And I see where the, you know, first payment went through, and I got the receipt on that. And even when I clicked the link on that very same receipt, it, you know, kicks me over to the...
Okay. I'll send this over to the to support team, and they'll get that fixed for you. So I would say, you know, wait a couple of hours. If not, you can definitely log in on Monday. But either way, it doesn't show that it's trying to double charge you or anything on this end. It shows that you're paid in full all the way till May 18th. So you're good to go there. You don't, don't really worry about it because there's nothing really to show you on the dashboard yet because the client interviews on Monday anyway. So it's not going to really affect you, but we'll make sure that the tech team, if there is a glitch, we'll fix it by then. Okay.
Another two questions. One is on keywords. If I generate my own keywords list and feed that over for the appointment on Monday, does it work like that, or are you guys working off a set list?
Nope, you're in the driver's seat there. So if you want to create your own list and have it prepared for Monday, we actually welcome that. I always tell people the more proactive you are with your account, the better results that you'll get, right? So you can start thinking about that. Let's say that you have a busy weekend and you didn't have time to deal with it, and all of a sudden my technician calls you on Monday and you're like, oh shoot, I don't have the list. That's okay. What they'll do during that interview is they'll talk to you about your services, which keywords, you know, you're wanting. They'll also talk about service areas. And then after they get off the phone with you, they'll do some research behind the scenes and they'll say, okay, based on the services that he offers, these are the keywords that are going to bring the most revenue. And they'll send you an email at the end of the day and they'll say, hey, these are the emails or the keywords that we're recommending. But again, you're in the driver's seat. So you can say those keywords are definitely, you know, ones that align with my services, but can you please add this one or that one, or please eliminate that one? And then once they hear back from you, that's when they're actually going to make it, you know, official with which keywords they're programming. And then you always have the right to call back and change them too down the road. If you ever notice that, oh, there's a keyword that should be performing very well and I want to add that, then by all means you call us and, you know, any revisions you make down the road, they're included as well. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they won't just blindly put you up there and just kind of cross their fingers and hope that you get business. They'll make sure that this works for you. You know what I mean? And you're getting the most bang for your buck. So, yep.
The other question I have is with regard to reviews. In the past, at the previous roofing company that we're working for, we would – you know, like remind our salespeople, like, hey, remind your people to give some reviews. And so they would go do that. You know, several reviews would come in short order, and then things would get flagged or we would have issues with Google at that point. Is that the kind of stuff that you guys will also help us with if we have any of those issues?
Absolutely. Yep. That's why we have a support staff at Google, because for you as a business owner, I'm sure you've already determined that when you hit problems with reviews or verification or anything like that, Google is very hard to get a hold of, right? And even if you do get a hold of, they're not very helpful in, you know, helping you figure those things out. But for us as a premier partnership, that we have our own support staff. So we've had people where they've had reviews on there that are bogus and we've had to submit to have them removed. We've had people out there that have duplicate reviews or things like that. So we would work with Google and get that fixed for you. But also we'll help you once it's verified to start getting those 5-star ratings ASAP. So once the listing is verified, we'll send you a review generator email. And you can copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And it'll say, you know, thank you for using Bright Roofing. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then most people, because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it, right? And it's only going to take you a couple of people here and there to get that 5-star ranking on Google. And then...
cool.
What I would recommend there, Bernie, is let's say that that email gets composed and sent to you and you're like, wow, this is awesome. I have like 50 people I could send this to right away. Don't send them out all at once, because let's say, have you ever seen a business where they have like on the 15th of the month, you know, 6 months ago, they had like 6 5-star ratings, but then nothing since then, right? So that looks suspicious.
Gotcha.
Why did this guy have a bunch of, you know, reviews all on the same day and then nothing since, you know? So it's always better if you have, you know, a little list that you want to go by of past clients, maybe send them out, you know, in smaller batches here and there, like a couple this week and a couple next week. That way you get a 5-star here and a 5-star there, and then that helps you over time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and it makes you more relevant
to
Google.
That's really
too.
Good insight there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I know people get excited and they want to send it to anyone and everyone all at once, but then sometimes it looks kind of weird, you know, when people are all filling it out all at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, other than that, you are all good to go. I'm so excited for you. I know that you're absolutely going to love this program and it'll be very profitable for you. So do you have any other questions for me?
No, thank you very much. It's been a relief, so I appreciate it.
I'm so glad to help. And I'm at extension 777. Here, I'll text that to you right now. My name's Tina. So if you ever have any questions down the road, you could always use me as a point of contact. And I'll preface that I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. There might be a time where you call me and I can't help you, but I absolutely can get you to the person that can help you. And then that number that I just texted you, it's also our customer support number. So if you ever, you know, just wanted to do an update or anything like that, you could just call in and hit option 1 and anybody that answers the phone can help you as well. Okay.
Cool.
Yep. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bernie. Have a nice weekend too. Okay.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.